If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, this guy's doing so much good for the folks at MediConnect. The inside connection, Sean Horn, who's out in the community, really helping people where it counts, right on the home front. Love having him here. So I get a little message from him as I'm multitasking everywhere yesterday. And the best part was, he said, we're just going to talk about some things that we need to talk about. But this is a golden opportunity, and he really wanted me to stress this. You're out there right now. You have any questions about your health care, your Medicare, from prescription costs, hospital stays, all the stuff that's happening in the marketplace. You're still feeling that sticker shock from that donut hole situation we talked about at the end of last year. Call us right now. Medicare, Medicare, Medicare. Any questions about your health care coverage, your concern, let's get on the phone early and often and talk to Sean Horn. It's not an enrollment period, but it's still a great time to talk. And remember, our number is 866-391-1020. 888-818-6334. You can reach them. Never a charge for their services. We have live advisors standing by until noon, as we always do. Or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open. You got any questions about your Medicare, stuff keeping you up at night, you need help, this is the guy to get it done. But he also said we were going to talk a little Steelers football today, too.
Yeah, I mean, good morning to you and good morning to the Pratt Pack. And we are now just 11 days away from the start of training camp. So this summer has flown by, probably because of all the drama with the roster and is Aaron Rodgers coming, is he not? Like, and I'll tell you too, I always had an affinity for those in media, like to be able to do the job of you and all the other stalwarts in the community who have kept us in the know. I always looked up to you all, like, how do you make this interesting all the time? We were just talking about that right before getting on air. And
called showbiz.
It is showbiz. Yes, I get it. There's an entertainment aspect to it. But I will also say, I always had I lean more heavily towards the sports journalism side of things. Like, I never thought Medicare would put me in front of a microphone once every month, you know what I mean? But yet, here we are, and we're happy to provide that service. But you know, the next segment, when we get into the boardroom portion of our broadcast here, it's going to be heavy. There's a lot of information I want to get into as far as what the upcoming Medicare market is going to look like. And before we get there, I prefer to just have a little bit of light banter related to the Steelers. So even if you have your calls about the Steelers, by all means, feel free to jump in and into the conversation here. But I would love to talk to our neighbors here about what's happening in their particular Medicare situation. If you have those questions, if what I talk about in the next segment kind of triggers something for you, I want to hear from you. But again, we are just 11 days away from the start of training camp. So I've been wondering all week long, what does Rob Pratt think about the upcoming prospects for this season?
I'm extremely excited.
Okay.
And there's an entertainer aspect to my conversation because, you know, if I totally jumped on them and started browbeating them and saying Mike Tomlin needs to get fired, I mean, everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm taking the high road because they have done things that Steelers teams in the past and administrations would have not done. But they're trying to win now. They don't want to rebuild. They're not trying to kind of flatline to get a good draft pick. They want to give Steeler fans a competitive football team because they know, the Rooney family, how hard people work for their money. And a lot of fans happen to be my age who are also, I'm sure, dealing with MediConnect when it comes to Medicare. Aaron Rodgers, who a couple more years, he'll be applying for Medicare. But
right.
I love the guy. I love his swagger. I think he's got a whole lot more left in the tank. And I think DK Metcalf's a game changer. Some of the trades they just made, in particular for Ramsey from Miami, Smith, the tight end, love it. Could have a triple threat at tight end with Darnell Washington.
Yep.
I think TJ is going to get signed. And what I think is going to happen there if the Steelers don't do as well as they would hope, going into the second year of that probably four-year contract, probably going to pay him about about $150, $180 million, like 80-some million guaranteed. They're going to trade him to one of the teams that hadn't done well because they had a rookie quarterback who they took high in the draft this year. So the Steelers will get into the top five in the draft. If they need a quarterback, they'll do that. I'm still not sleeping on Will Howard. Mm-hmm. I think he's got some skill. Patanu's coming back, will be on the offensive line. Broderick Jones getting moved back to his natural position. Cam Hayward's hungry. Again, T.J. Watt. I think Micah Fitzpatrick, for some reason, the best days are behind him. Mm-hmm. I think Joey Porter's ready to ascend to the next level. And you got this Johnson kid who can run the football, the rookie. And you've got Javon Warren, who we know can run the football. I like what I see. And you got a young man by the name of Frazier out of WVU who's going to anchor that line, yep. Zach. Maybe I'm just a diehard fan, and that's a fact, and I always root for the hometown team. But Lamar hasn't won it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow always gets injured,
mm-hmm.
and the Steelers seem to always do well against Baltimore. So just get ready. This may be a very enjoyable season. Get back to me about the fifth game into the year, but definitely before the bye week. And if the Steelers are on the right side, buckle up. It's going to be exciting.
So what I will say, and I agree with a lot of what you said, I will add to it. It's funny how the Steelers added all of these big name talents. And I will say, like, if this roster was comprised back in 2017, they'd be a front runner for the Super Bowl right now, right? However, Father Time has his way. But as many big names and as many big personalities as they are bringing in, and as they are getting media attention for like how Tomlin's going to be able to corral all these big personalities, and especially at the quarterback position with Aaron Rodgers, I will say it feels like they're still kind of flying under the radar from a competitive standpoint. Like nobody's really, they might win a game or they might win two games in January in the playoffs, but that's probably their ceiling. Like nobody's giving them a really strong opportunity to really, I don't know, be very competitive in all of this. So it's going to be interesting. And I will also say too that one thing I do find exciting is next year, now this was prior to the trade that just happened, but next year they're scheduled to have over $100 million in salary cap room. So as much as it's not a rebuild, they can very quickly flip this switch, especially with all the draft picks they have next year when the draft is in Pittsburgh. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this materializes over the next year or so.
Remember, he was coming off of an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
He still threw 28 touchdown passes with the New York Jets, who were atrocious. So what do you do if he ends up throwing 35 touchdown passes for 5,000 yards and they win the division and maybe a playoff game? Then what do you do?
I mean, I think it just like it did last or this past offseason, where you have to wonder where he's at with it. I mean, and you just wait to see, I guess, right? I will say, though, I'm very high on Will Howard. I think that this kid has the intangibles. And
good point.
So it's you have to balance that out, too. So it's going to be very interesting. I will say also that more than anything, what I think the most important element of what's going to happen this upcoming year is really going to come down to play calling on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Defensively, they become stale and predictable, as we've heard all offseason about. You can see what they're going to do when they line up. Offensively, Tomlin has to be okay with Aaron Rodgers thrown over the middle of the field. And that's something that the Steelers have not done in the last 5 years. They've tried to keep it safe to the sidelines to, you know, mitigate turnovers. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm just as intrigued by that. Like, is Arthur Smith going to have the ability to really call his offense or
is Aaron?
Or is Aaron? Yeah. I mean, there's a power dynamic that's happening here, too.
But here's what you have to remember about Aaron Rodgers. Everybody talks about ego. But guess what? Aaron Rodgers basically said, give me 10. I don't need a two-year deal.
Right.
He basically wants to finish on a high note.
Yeah.
So he's been very accommodating. Never said anything he didn't do or wouldn't do. And he showed up for those drills, OTAs, did what he had to do, has had the receivers and his teammates with him in Malibu. He'll be in Latrobe. He's great with the media. And the thing that is wonderful, win, lose, or draw, the world of the NFL and the eyes of football fans everywhere will be right on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And anytime we get primetime games, anytime we get the lead story on the nightly sports, I'm all good with it.
Yeah, it's good for business, right?
Listen, when Sean Horn comes here, people, look, you got a call already. They love you.
Well, appreciate that.
All right, 888-818-6334. Run the seminars, and then we're going to come back And we want to take calls. Whatever is on your mind about your health care, Medicare, don't miss this opportunity. Sean wants to talk to you. You get a bill, you're questioning it, wondering, a drug cost, you're wondering about it. 866-391-1020. Go ahead.
So July 15th, we're going to be at the Cranberry Library. July 22nd, we're at the Sewickley Library. August 5th, Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. August 12th, Hampton Inn in Bell Vernon. And then August 19th, we're in the Hampton Inn in Butler. We also have the live webinars also available where we have two presentation times every Wednesday. So you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com for more information and to sign up. Or you could call 888-818-6334.
All right, we're going to take that break. Get on the line. Any Medicare question you have, you're waking up. Whatever's on your mind, we're going to field those questions. We want a lot of calls this hour. 866-391-1020. 93.7 The Fan. 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh Public School students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping them off at a location near you. For details, visit kdkradio.com to drop off your donation. Your call is next. It's the Inside Connection. Sean Horn, MediConnect. Give us a call, 866-391-1020.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, the Inside Connection. It's time for you to give us a call. 866-391-1020. Let's go to Linda. She's up first on KDKA. Hey, Linda, good morning. Are you there, Linda? Hi, Linda. Go ahead. Linda. Okay. Lon, do me a favor. Get her back on hold if you can, or and then check, see if she's there, then we'll go with it. Let's just talk about some of these heavy aspects that are going down. But before we do that, we have a trivia question.
We do. So we were talking about the Steelers in the first segment. Maybe that's why Linda called in. But the question related to the Steelers is, who is the creator of the original song, Here We Go, Steelers? It was debuted in 1994.
I do know that, but I will reserve some lucky listener to call in and give us the correct answer. And if you have that correct answer, who originated that song, got it going and wrote it and performed it, you could be taking home a $15 Get-Go gas card. 412-922-1020. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am. And thank you for taking my call. Good morning and happy Saturday to you.
Good morning.
My question is, do you know anything about senior life? Are they like a replacement for insurance for elderly people?
So yes, I do know a good bit about senior life, and the way you described it is pretty accurate. Effectively, in order to be involved with senior life, you have to be eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. which is considered dual special needs. So if you have both, you may qualify. And in that arrangement, effectively what they do is they overtake all elements of your retirement, if you will, inclusive of your doctor practice.
So wait, they do what? Overpay or overtake?
Overtake. So
overtake.
Yeah. So effectively what happens is you have to use their doctors exclusively. They will provide you transportation all over the place, mainly to your providers. However, you're locked into their network and their coverage. So it's very nuanced, and it's very niche. However, I do see their vehicles all over the roads when I'm traveling around. So it is something that is obviously working for a lot of people. And if you have more, if you need more details related to that, I will tell you my team back at the office who you can talk to right now. They have a lot more information related to how that coverage works. So, and it's not affiliated with MediConnect. It's not something that we can help put you on, but we do know it well. And it's fine. It's fine. If it's something that works for you, we want you to be on it. Like, I'm not trying to pull you away. I just want you to understand that it's a very select network of providers and an operation that you need to utilize. But again, it does work for a lot of people. And again, my team back at the office, they can describe that to you and see if it makes sense for you and help get you paired over there. So again, I don't have those details available to me at the moment, but if you want to call the office and get more information, 888-818-6334, they'll be happy to put you in touch with them.
818-66
I'm sorry,
884.
I'll give it to you again. 888-818-6334. And they're standing by right now. You can call
in 6364.
6364. Okay. Okay. Listen, Linda, let me give you this number real slow. We're going to go real slow. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. 888-888. You got that?
Yes.
Okay, then the next three are 818.
And then?
6334.
Oh, two threes. Boy, earlier it sounded different.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, Linda. No problem.
So it's 888-818-6334.
You got it.
Because I had an invite from someone from that agency, and I'm already under an insurance program, but I want to make sure I know, have an idea what I'm doing before making any changes.
Totally understand, and that's what we do for you. And again, if it is a program,
there's the old saying that something could be looks like it's too good to be true, and I don't want to get duped into anything.
Totally agree. So, again, our experts at the office right now, they can easily help you understand your best options. And if Senior Life makes sense, again, we can help get you connected to them.
And I'll look into MediConnect too, because I'm getting up in age and the body's changing and I might be in over my head, and I like to avoid that situation. So I thank you so much for taking my call and for your time and your program on the radio.
Well, thank you. We're happy to provide, and that's exactly what we're here to do, is help make it make sense for you. So we're going to defer a lot of my talking points for this segment into the next, because, again, there's a lot of heavy stuff coming in this upcoming annual enrollment period that we're already kind of catching the noise and the static related to it. So we want to make sure that you have this information.
Mary Lee from Beaver won the $15 Get-Go gas card, and here is the trivia question and the winning answer. MediConnect, the Inside Connection, Sean Horn.
So the question is, who is the creator of the original song Here We Go Steelers that debuted in 1994? And the answer was, or is, Roger Wood.
Unbelievable.
So here we go. You know what I'm talking about,
oh,
right?
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
I'll stop the karaoke at this point. But yes, yeah. it's a very catchy song.
I used to cover those parking lots back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was just literally a big sheet of like asphalt, open fire barrels, kegs of Iron City beer, people like just like screaming and shouting and having a great time and making big vats of chili, and the snow's coming down. It was great.
Best right. times.
Anybody else has any calls, we'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020. Is it really getting heavier, or does it just appear to be because there's so many things happening at once when it comes to Medicare?
A little bit. No, it's getting heavier. What we're going to be talking about in the next segment related to the upcoming annual enrollment period, there's a lot of changes that are coming. And I know typically we talk about in discussions that are pretty hard to, and I know this is a concept that's very hard to understand for most people because Medicare is so nuanced as well, but oftentimes we're talking and trying to make sure that our listeners are in the most advantageous spot possible. This upcoming enrollment period, as you're going to soon learn, there's a lot of big changes that are outside of our scope of ability to change because it's on a government side. However, what we're worried about is the people who are typically just letting their plan roll over from one year to the next. Those folks are probably going to be impacted negatively in a very, very big way. We want to jump in front of that.
Well, I'm not on Medicare yet, but soon. I'll be honest with you. One of the things that I will take with me into retirement is you should revisit every year.
Every year. I'll keep going back to it. My mom, who you know has had some health difficulties this year. My mom's been 72 or about to be 72. She's been on Medicare now for a little over 7 years, or coming up on 7 years, I should say. My apologies. And she's been on a different Medicare plan each and every year. And that's my mom. So if I in MediConnect are changing my mom's coverage every single year, I would strongly recommend our listeners who either work with MediConnect or are just listening in right now, really take heed to that advice, because Medicare, the program itself, changes every single year. But then on top of that, the programs inside of Medicare are consistently changing annually. And sometimes in big ways. But because all this stuff is just hard and difficult to navigate, a lot of people just let it go. And that's a problem, because I'll keep going back to it. Insurance companies take advantage of those who remain complacent.
So we don't have a percentage, but you'd be probably shocked, the average person. You're not, because you deal with this. How many people just let it roll over?
It's because, yeah, and it happens all the time. And it's because people, I got it figured out. I know how it works. My doctors are in network. I can afford it. I'm just going to let it go, because that is easier than actually digging into all the information you're getting, which is, that's the criminal side of all of this. You just get overwhelmed in information and you feel like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it all to garbage, let it go. I'm okay with my plan.
Well, let me tell you, just to give an example, when there's talk of the interest rate being cut by the Fed, Jerome Powell, you know, a lot of these mortgage companies will reach out, you want to refi.
Oh, yeah.
And most people are like, no, I'm not spending money to save a few dollars, this and that. Well, I had a guy who's in the brokerage business, have been forever, explain to me what a difference it can make.
Mm-hmm.
So you should at least look into it. Doesn't mean you have to do it, but get somebody close to you you can trust and you know, and look into it. And there's no one more trusting, I believe, than MediConnect. This is their sole business, the Inside Connection. We're here every week. They have a number of platforms out there. They're in the community doing special programs. They talk to people. They have seminars. And here's the best part of all. They never charge you for their services. Call after call after call, year after year after year. They never charge you for their services. Okay, run the seminars, please.
So July 15th, we're at the Cranberry Library. July 22nd, Sewickley Library. August 5th, Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. August 12th, we're at the Hampton Inn in Bell Vernon. August 19th, Hampton Inn in Butler. So north, south, east, west, we're coming to you. If you need that guidance relative to getting onto Medicare for the first time, there's no better place to go. All 6 o'clock start times, free to attend. We just need you to register so we know how many packets to bring with us so you have the information you need. 888-818-6334.
Or MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Any question about Medicare, now's the time to call. Get the answer. Just a phone call away. 866-391-1020.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so this is some heavy stuff, so please listen closely. And if you have any questions on what he's talking about, what's happening in the world of healthcare, Medicare, call us. Sean Horn is hosting the Inside Connection, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Go ahead.
So every year heading into the enrollment period, agents in the industry always want to know if this is going to be a disruptive or a steady Medicare market. Steady means most agents get to keep their renewals year after year, don't have to do that much work. Disruptive means major changes are coming to the market. And unfortunately, early readout looks like it's going to be a little bit turbulent in the market this year. So let's talk about why. It's kind of a perfect storm that's happening this year that I want to highlight for all of our listeners so that you could be in the know ahead of your receiving your annual notice of change related to your Medicare coverage, which is going to come in, August, September. Usually it's going to tell you what your plan's doing this year versus last year. So the first big component is this year's increase to Medicare, which is about a $25 billion injection into the market, does not compensate enough for the previous 2 years' minimal raises for insurance companies. All right. What I mean by that is, I know this sounds utterly absurd, but you know, insurance companies not getting enough to remain financially solvent. But the previous administration was not happy with the delay time of providing health care to Medicare beneficiaries, with how insurance would use prior authorization a lot of time to make you jump through hoops in order to receive health care. So as a result, in the previous 2 years, insurance companies did not receive the annual 4% benchmark that they need to remain solvent. And the previous administration did this to penalize them once more for the long delays in you receiving your health care. Secondarily, insurance companies, and this is a big one, especially for Western Pennsylvania, because we know this market very well. It's a lot of cancer, a lot of heart issues, a lot of diabetes in our region. So insurance companies will be looking to shed their high utilizers. How? There are whispers that more comprehensive plans might drop out of the market, or there will be substantial changes to co-pays and coverage, meaning more out-of-pockets when you use your health care. This is the year you got to go through your annual notice of change with a fine-tooth comb. Your premiums, your monthly cost, might not change much, but your coverage with a Medicare Advantage plan is likely going to adjust as far as your out-of-pockets when you use your health care. We're also expecting a reduction in the ancillary benefits like dental, vision, hearing, and your over-the-counter allowances. We're expecting coverage is going to drop down a little bit. Thirdly, the effects of the donut hole closing are still wreaking havoc on the market. Leading into last year's annual enrollment period, insurance companies struggled mightily to manage the higher expenses related to covering prescription costs over $2,000. So as you're all aware, because we talked about it ad nauseum last year, every Medicare beneficiary is capped at $2,000 maximum spend on your prescriptions, meaning the insurance company had to pick up any cost over and above $2,000. While they struggled mightily with managing that so far this year in 2025. As a result, we're going to see insurance companies most likely institute the Part D deductible more widespread. So for 2025, the Part D deductible, meaning your cost that you have to pay out of pocket before your prescription coverage kicks in, $590. And I'm expecting that number to go up in 2026. So it's going to be more cost sharing on your end. And this is crazy to me. You know, let's take a note of what's happening here. Insurance companies are more financially responsible for those prescription drug costs over and above $2,000. And they're crying about it, which is very weird because now that we have shifted the cost over to the insurance companies, they're losing money. Yet you, as the senior, have been dealing with this for years on a fixed income, by the way. So you're on a fixed income. You're having to spend out hand over fist for your prescriptions. 1 year is all it took for the insurance companies to go, wait a minute, we did not plan properly for this. So there's going to be an adjustment there most likely. And if you're on high cost medications, again, this is the year that you're going to want to tap into your coverage to make sure you're saving every which way related to your prescriptions you're taking. And then lastly, those who are on Medicare supplement policies will probably see another large increase in their monthly premium in 2026. Again, this is because of the high utilization healthcare users. Those people who are, you know, the insurance company has to pay a lot of claims out for, they're trying to either shed you or you take on more financial responsibility. So I just went through three things right there that we're already, through our certifications and through our training, we're learning that this could have a monumental impact here in the market. Now, I will say this much. I think this is really big for everyone to know, which is thankfully Western Pennsylvania is not going to be as negatively impacted as some other markets that we're currently working in and growing into. Folks in New York, specifically Western New York, there's going to be a lot of change there. Potentially in Central Pennsylvania, there could be some alterations and changes happening as well. Again, here in Western Pennsylvania, most of the plans will remain. There will just be some big changes coming inside of those plans. So we're already scheduling out for our own clients in the enrollment period beginning in October. We're already starting to schedule those appointments out to make sure that they are well equipped to at least have that comparison done versus for what their coverage is going to do next year versus other plan options available. And if you are somebody who likes to plan ahead, we are, again, willing to schedule those appointments with you now. You can call 888-818-6334. We're just a little early to be able to talk plan details. We don't know those just yet. They haven't been formally announced, but here in a matter of the next 2 months, we're going to have a really good readout on what's happening in the market.
All right. So say if somebody's already with you,
mm-hmm.
should they still, if they feel the need to reach out right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Undoubtedly, yes. I mean, anybody who's on Medicare that really takes heed to those warnings that I just provided as far as, I mean, it's a blinking red light out there. You really should be dialed in this year. Because those people who, again, just let it roll over, like we talked about in the first and second segment, those people who just let it roll over 1 year to the next, it's going to be very impactful to your fixed income next year if you just let it continue to ride.
Yeah, and you don't want to let it ride. I mean, why would you want to risk it? I mean, especially at this stage in your life when you got to get the most out of life.
Especially when the education is free. Like, we do all the hard and heavy lifting for you. We do all the homework. We'll put in your prescription drugs. We'll put in your doctors. We'll understand what is necessary for your coverage to work best for you. What co-pays you're most concerned about. If it's the hospitalization because you go to the hospital a couple times a year, let's find you a plan that is cost-effective for you in that manner, or if there's physical therapy or you see a law specialist. These things are going to be on the radar this year that we have to pay attention now more than ever. And again, I'm not using superlatives that won't come true. We're seeing the tea leaves for what they are. And unfortunately, again, if you're in that bracket of being Medicare eligible, we're going to be on top of it for you. In fact, Rob, this is how serious it is. And by the way, you can broach the subject with Lance next time he's in there. Ahead of what we are considering to be a turbulent market, we're in a massive hiring cycle right now, which this is later than we've ever brought in talent, by the way. We're usually done by April. We're trying to bring in another 10 plus executives to help with the call volume that we know we're going to be facing. So think of that. If we're already going to be paying out all of the salary to bring on new talent to take on the call volume that we know we're going to be facing, there's a very high likelihood you might be impacted by what's coming in Medicare.
And the reason these advisors and future advisors will take time, because it's the MediConnect way. No one's getting commission. It's basically the same pay for everyone. So you can go slow, get all the facts answered, and they stay with you every step of the way.
Which is our pleasure to do. We know this is hard. We want to take that burden off of your hands and provide you a trusted team to help navigate this for you.
I got to ask you one question. You're a young man, beautiful wife, beautiful children. Your mom and dad still walk this earth. Do you ever say to yourself, boy, I just got this bill from my kid's pediatrician, or my wife had a procedure, I had to get something done, or I'm looking at mom and dad where they're on Medicare and what I'm paying. Have you ever see what the real world's paying and why Medicare is such a great thing?
Yeah, and here's a classic example of that. A couple weeks back, I had to go to my pulmonologist because I was put on a new medication for my asthma. I had to do a breathing assessment test or whatever it is. They put you in that big tube and they really test your lungs out with different exercises. I just got the bill the other day. Over $180, and I was in there for a half hour. If I was on Medicare, this is a $20 bill. Wow. So yes, real time, I'm seeing that happen. When I had my brain surgery a year and a half ago, if I was on Medicare, I would not have paid more than $600 out of pocket for everything. Brain surgery, yes. If I was on Medicare, my cost would have been capped at $600, knowing what I know. I hit my maximum out of pocket with my wife's coverage through AHN.
Right.
So yes, there's a significant difference between group and employer coverage versus a lot of times what's available in Medicare. And I'm very jealous.
All right. 888-818-6334. We got those advisors standing by. Here are these seminars.
Yes. Yeah, so July 15th, Cranberry Library. July 22nd, we're at the Sewickley Library, two of my most favorite locations. August 5th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. August 12th, Hampton Inn in Belle Vernon. August 19th, Hampton Inn in Butler. We also have the live webinars that you're welcome to attend. There's two showings every Wednesday. Plus, we're going to be doing a lot of presentations here in August, September, October, where we're actually going to be combining our services with financial advisors, estate planners, so that you have a more well-rounded protection around Medicare and other elements of your retirement planning.
You know, when you know you made it, when you're walking on the sidewalk in Sewickley and someone says, hey, where are you living now? And you go, Sewickley.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great little community. I was just there last night. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. Again, you have any Medicare questions, some of the stuff he's talking about, you're concerned, you want some answers, don't wait. Take one of these available lines and phone us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at 888-818-6334. You can call that number and register for those free seminars. You have to register, even though they're free, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, you started it. So what's your favorite tailgate food? If you're going to a Steelers game, favorite, I mean, you just have to have it.
I mean, can you ever go wrong with buffalo wings?
No, never.
But you brought up chili. And when you're talking about like the games in December or January, where it is bitter cold out, yep. You have to wear layers. There's nothing better than that either.
Mm-mm.
There's the buffalo chicken dip. I'm sure you've seen that around too.
Yeah.
The pretzels where you dunk the cheese, you can get those at all your local grocers.
I got to tell you, I'm a little biased, but Coons Market has the most incredible hoagies. Now, I don't eat them the way I used to, obviously, because I got the weight off. But you send me to a Steeler game, give me a cold brew and a big fat hoagie smothered in Heinz products, I'm good to go. All right, listen, we have a lot to get to. Final segment. Please don't miss this opportunity. If you have any Medicare questions, 866-391-1020. And remember, you can reach the live advisors till noon, 888-818-6334. Sean.
So as we talked about before, and I'm going to provide a little bit of a recap again, because this is a lot of big information that we're getting ahead of it a little bit, but we're seeing the headwinds of the market kind of talk to us a little bit as far as what to expect for this coming enrollment period. And I went through it line by line in the last segment. If you missed it, and again, this is the recap section of the show. If you do have questions related to anything I talked about, by all means, we have a few minutes. You're more than welcome to call in open lines right now. But we're seeing a perfect storm develop in the Medicare market that is going to have an impact on just about everybody who's involved and on the program, some of which is going to be good, and of course, some of which is not so good because it's kind of a turbulent time right now. And again, just to revisit what we're facing and what we're going to be looking at. Yes, there is a big injection of investment coming from the federal government into Medicare, about $25 billion increase in spend. However, even with this influx, it's not enough to make up for the last 2 years of subpar financing from the previous administration, which again was used as a penalty because of all of the loopholes and hurdles you needed to cross off your list in order to use your health care because of all the prior authorizations utilized by insurance companies. So the previous administration did not like that. This administration is trying to get the market back corrected. And we're seeing a lot of market correction internalized to the plans because of other aspects, such as the donut hole closing, which again, for most consumers, is a very, very good thing. This is great help to Medicare utilizers. But the insurance companies cried because they have to now pick up the spend over and above $2,000 for every Medicare beneficiary on a calendar year basis. That's a lot of cost that they had to absorb now. And again, when that responsibility got shifted over to the insurance companies, it's funny how the market changed because of 1 year of needing to cover the donut holes. Never mind what those who are on fixed incomes needed to deal with for all those years for those donut hole expenditures, unfortunately. So we're seeing that happen. We're as a result of the changes applying to how they cover the donut hole better, they're also going to have more out-of-pocket costs thrust upon you, the end user, in the form of co-pays and deductibles, both co-pays as you use your healthcare, deductibles prior to your healthcare kicking in, especially with prescription drug coverage. So the Part D deductible for 2025 is $590. I imagine that's going to go up next year, and it's going to be more widespread to the Medicare audience. So these are just a few things that you need to pay attention to so that, again, you're not paying more out of pocket for your healthcare. And I do believe that there are going to be plans in this market that are still going to bring their A game. They're going to push the envelope going after market share. It's just that what's interesting, unfortunately, is that we're seeing healthcare companies and insurance companies, I should say, they want to basically shed the high utilizers of healthcare. So if you're somebody that they're paying out a lot of claim dollars on, you're not their desired market anymore. So we're paying attention to that for you as well, and trying to stay ahead of that dynamic in the market. So any of this feels like it's hitting close to home for you, you get on our radar now. Again, we're going to be hiring more than 10 new executives between now and the enrollment period because of the expected call volume from all of this market change. So we're paying out all this salary because we know people are going to need this help, and it's deserving. You've worked all your life to get here. Let's make sure your plan is keeping up with your needs. 888-818-6334.
You know, something we don't talk a lot about, people need to feel as though, hey, I deserve this. I worked my whole life for this.
For sure.
All right, let's go to the phone. Say hi to Dave in Greensburg on the air with Sean Horn. MediConnect, the inside connection, KDK. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I have a question for you. I'm 66 years old. I've been on Medicare for a year now. And when I signed up for Medicare, I was not taking any prescription drugs. So I signed up for the Tier 1. Now at 66, I've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And they want me to take metformin, which is fine, and also Ozempic. So they called it into the pharmacy. The pharmacy called me and said, you know, you'll have to pay $1,115 for this. Would it be benefit? Can I, or would it cover more if I went to a tier 3 drug plan? And can I do that?
Okay, great question. by the way. This is something that's impactful for a lot of listeners, I'm sure. And this is something that happens all the time as well. When you get on a Medicare, you're good because, you know, your health is in a relative check. Then something happens and a diagnosis comes, which can throw you everything off kilter. So with what you're saying, what I would probably most recommend, and this could be helpful to you right now, again, the live advisor standing by. I don't mean to keep kicking people there, but what I want you to understand is that it could be as simple as you're using the wrong pharmacy for the plan that you have relative to that particular medication. So with the plan you have, we might be able to look at, again, that prescription, the Ozempic, and find a different pharmacy that is more preferred for that medication that you're taking, which I know is convoluted and a lot of work for a lot of people. Again, that's why we're here. So that's the first element of it. Secondarily, we can also look into see if you may qualify for a special enrollment period, which a lot of people do. If you do, we might be able to make an alteration to your plan where the Ozempic would be covered more comprehensively at the pharmacy that you do like. So that's another option. And then lastly, for you especially, because Ozempic is as expensive as you just illustrated, unfortunately, you're going to want to definitely be plugged in during the upcoming annual enrollment period. So, because I imagine there's going to be some changes to the GLPs that are out there that a lot of people are taking for weight loss and so forth, but you're using it for the correct way. You're using it for diabetes management. But again, it's still a very expensive medication. So again, options being call into MediConnect, and that number once again, 888-818-6334. Tell our executive who answers the phone the medications you're taking, the plan you're on, and the pharmacy you're using. Let's first make sure that you're utilizing the correct pharmacy for your plan and that prescription. And then from there, we can ascertain and help you understand what your options are from that point. But paying $1,100 for any medication when you're on a fixed income, that's, we hate that for everybody. So we're going to do what we can to provide as much protection from that happening for you and for those who are listening in. And I'm sorry you're going through that, but let's see if there's a way that we can help you.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, okay, and thank you for listening in. We appreciate you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, Dave. So how do things get so lopsided when it comes to pharmaceuticals? What's your thought process on that?
It's just the rising cost of prescriptions. I mean, no country on the planet pays more for prescriptions than we do. And it just keeps going up and up because of the way that the patent system works relative to, you get that patent, you hold on to it for as long as you possibly can, because this is where you're going to make your money as a drug manufacturer. And they want to do everything they can to prevent the generics becoming available, because again, this is squeezing the market out.
Well, and by the way, one of the partners that I met through you, who now comes on semi-regular, Cal McCormick, yep, Newberry Pharmacy, will be here 1 week from today, July 19th at noon, and they seem to be getting good results.
They do. I mean, the way that they're able to, and they, what's interesting about them, again, for those who don't know, Blueberry does not work with insurance. They have their own membership program, which is very affordable, and oftentimes they're able to keep costs low as a result of dealing directly with the manufacturer instead of having to go through a pharmacy benefit manager, which is where a lot of the profit comes in as well.
Yeah, he's really a good guy, really a good guy, Westview. All right, here's Bob in Butler. More medicine questions for Sean Horn. This is the Inside Connection, down to our final few minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, gentlemen. I have a few questions. Currently, I retired this year, and I turned 65 towards the end of next year, 2026. My wife's currently employed, and I am currently and have been on her insurance plan, medical insurance plan. Can you confirm that the employer cannot kick me off their insurance plan when I turn 65?
I cannot, unfortunately. And the reason why I can't is because every employer is going to have their own set of rules related to their group health. And we're seeing it happen more often, unfortunately, where once a spouse is available to get onto Medicare, they're going to make the employed force their spouse onto Medicare, unfortunately. But that's not for everybody. Not every group health plan works that way, but we are seeing it happen more often.
All right, I've got to go to a break, but I got about 30 seconds. What's your other question? Go ahead, please.
If I choose to stay on my wife's plan, if I'm allowed, after turning age 65, what's the process and timeline to get on Medicare when my wife loses coverage when she retires?
It's very simple, and we can help you through that. There's a little bit of paperwork you have to fill out, but there won't be any penalties, and we can help guide you through.
Dave, give them a call. Set up an appointment. No charge for their services. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.